Alaska Hire, and Alaska unanimous consent, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any objections to the waiving of that bill to the next committee of referral? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Announcements of standing committees or special committees. Representative Gull.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Friday meeting of the House Committee on Community and Regional Affairs has been canceled.
Representative Gruenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow, Friday, the 19th of April, for the House Committee, we'll also take up, if we don't finish with them today, House Bills 257 and 309.
Any further committee announcements? Representative Sund.
Yeah, the House Special Committee on Loans will meet today at 3 p.m. in the Judiciary Room, 124 in the Capitol, on House Bill 105.
Representative Miller.
Again, I'll remind members of the Judiciary Committee to please be prompt at 1:15 p.m. today. We will be hearing at 1:15 interest rates for various loans and contracts. That's House Bill 217. And at 2 p.m., we will join the counterpart Judiciary Committee and the other body to meet with the Council on Judicial Conduct. Mr. Speaker, those are the only two things that we'll be doing in our afternoon meeting. This evening, we will be hearing House Bill 288, the subsistence bill. That bill will be heard at 7 p.m. It will not be for the purpose of receiving testimony. There's been tons of it already. It will be for purpose of deliberation by the committee. The committee announcements that you have actually show three additional bills being heard tonight. There are various child abuse bills, House Bill 67, 88, and 308. Those will be taken up on Saturday, Mr. Speaker, at 9 a.m.
Any further committee announcements? Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just note a mistake in the committee schedule. Next week on the... It's stated in the schedule that on the 26th, next Friday, there'll be three bills heard. Those bills are actually scheduled for next Thursday, and the notice on Saturday's hearing will be Friday rather than Saturday.
Representative Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Finance Subcommittee on House Bill 161, which deals with the student loan programs, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock a.m. in House Finance. The Subcommittee on House Bill Number 147, a bill dealing with Division of Equal Employment Opportunity, will meet at 9 o'clock a.m. tomorrow morning in House Finance. And the Subcommittee on House Bill 242, Data Processing, will meet at 3:30 Monday, wherever we can find a room.
Representative Phillips.
Mr. Speaker, just a reminder for the Anchorage area legislators, we have an Anchorage caucus at 12 noon today in the House Finance Room.
Any further general announcements? Representative Miller.
Under general announcements, Mr. Speaker, I've been asked to announce that the Alaska State Archives, the Department of Administration, is offering an exhibit this month called devoted to the voting rights for Alaska women. This is in honor of Women's History Month, which was actually celebrated during March. The exhibit includes the original signed House Bill No. 2, granting women the right to vote in territorial elections, along with inquiries from other state and the governor's responses. Also, there's an original ballot from the November 1916 election in which Lena Morrow Lewis, a feminist and labor leader, ran as a socialist against Judge James Wickersham, Republican, and Charles Sulzer, a Democrat. For your information, I'm not going to tell any of you who won. If you don't know, look it up. The exhibit is located on the ground floor of the Archives Building, which is at 141 Willoughby Street in Juneau. I think it's an exhibit that's to be well worth all of our time, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, the Juneau World Affairs Council Brown Bag Lunch today is at noon, which is just about to start. It's at the 10th floor conference room of the State Office Building. The speaker is Representative Ringstad, and his topic today is Alaska and the Pacific Rim.
Oh, Mr. Speaker.
Proceed, Representative.
I know that members have noticed on the calendar today that the interview show on K2, Channel 2 tonight is... a session review by yourself and Senator Bennett. If anybody wants to know what's going on, watch TV tonight.
We did a beautiful sidestep. Any further announcements? This brings us to special orders. Representative Martin.
It's, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to have the floor, if I may, to speak on actions, speak louder than words.
Are there any objections? Proceed, Representative Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, in the past, we've heard members of this House criticized the governor for not doing enough. And we've also heard members of this House greatly criticize our congressional delegation for not doing enough either on lifting the oil ban. Mr. Speaker, for 3 years, the legislators of this state have sat on resolutions pertaining to export of Alaska oil. Now, in this group here, we are divided with the majority and the minority, and we're divided in three political ways, our Libertarian, Republicans, and Democrats. But I thought at the beginning of this session, we were all united, united on the one issue of sovereignty of state, and especially the greatest example of it would be the ban on the export of oil. Mr. Speaker, at the beginning of this session, a number of your members spoke very strong and loud and clear on the sovereignty of our state and the export of oil. And I'm not quite sure where they stand today because suddenly we've become mum. I'd like to ask all members today, Mr. Speaker, if there's anyone in this legislature who does not feel that we should lift the ban, they should let us know. They should take a stand after I yield the floor. Otherwise, I wonder why no legislation or resolution has passed to support our delegates in Washington. The other day, we spent some time on a resolution to our congressional delegate demanding that they co-sponsor a resolution. But yet, for 3 years, no one in the legislature had seen fit to pass, whether it's your group or the group passed, I condemn them too, for not taking a stand for the export of Alaska oil. It seems rather odd that we want to encourage other states. We want to encourage the National Council of State Legislators. We want to get the governor more on the ball. But we as a body have never taken a stand. There was one committee hearing, and that was fine. And the committee chairman said, well, they may substitute. They may change that resolution. Fine, wonderful. Word it any way it needs to be worded. But after that one meeting, sir, we've heard nothing. The committee chairman went to Washington, like I did, to express our desires. But yet, actions speak louder than words, sir. I wish the majority of caucus would look at that issue and take a stand. Thank you.
Representative Cotton.
Mr. Speaker, I'd request the floor to speak on the same subject.
Are there any objections? Proceed.
This legislature has to do more than pass a resolution, and that's, I think, what the minority leader was suggesting. I think he's tried to take some individual initiative here that I've disagreed with some of the activities that he's suggested. I don't believe, and I don't think anybody here believes, that passing a resolution is going to influence this issue one iota. Now, we have a congressman in the United States House of Representatives that until recently has been against what the minority leader is talking about, and even now I don't believe that he's really enthusiastically in support of the issue as we are in this body. That's what has to happen. We have to get a person in Congress that's willing to go to bat for us. Now, at least one of the senators has been willing to do that, and he appeared at the NCSL meeting that Representative Pinar-Berry Davis and I attended. But our congressman has not been with us on this. And up until just recently, he's been vocally against us on this issue. But I think that's really the major action that Alaska could take next year to do something about this.
Representative Pinar-Berry.
To speak on the same subject.
Are there any objections? Proceed, Representative.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to respond to the two previous speakers. Number one, there is something being done in terms of trying to assist the situation for the export of Alaska oil, and if the minority leader would like to bring it up in caucus and talk to some of us, I'd be pleased to share what I know about that with him. And secondly, my distinguished colleague from Eagle River, I'd like to let him know that I've also spoken to Alaska's only congressman. And though in previous years he was did not take a favorable position on this issue as we would see a favorable position, he is now, and he is enthusiastic, and he is a supporter. But just as a resolution from this body would not change things one iota, it's almost impossible to think that one Alaskan congressman is going to turn around over 400 votes in the House.
Representative Miller.
On the same subject.
Are there any objections?
Speaker, I'll just bring the members up to date on page, first page of Section C of the Anchorage Times that's on your desk right now.
The news is, on a voice vote and with little debate, the U.S. House Monday voted a new 5-year extension on the ban on exporting Alaskan North Slope oil.
Representative Davis, special orders.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like the privilege of the floor to speak on the same subject that we've been discussing.
Are there any objections? Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to extend my offer to the minority leader to sit down and work with me. We haven't heard from him on this issue in a long time, and it's not an issue that we have forgotten about, but I appreciate him bringing it to our attention.
Any further special orders? Representative Hurley. Are there any objections? Proceed, Representative Hurley.
Just a historical postscript. One lone congressman can do a lot. One lone congressman without a vote accomplished statehood for Alaska.
Representative Jenkins.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise for privilege of the floor to speak on the effects of a resource committee meeting last Saturday.
Are there any objections? Proceed, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It seems there are certain issues on the floor of this House and in this House that are determined behind closed doors, and there are issues that seem to head us on courses that I feel should be rethought. And this, the course of House Bill 288 is one of those. I am reading from an article that you, Mr. Speaker, was printed in the Anchorage Daily News on April 1st. In regards to subsistence, it said, although we may not take final action on the proposed subsistence legislation this session, we hope to identify the real-world impacts of the Madison decision and understand the restrictions placed on us by federal statute. It said we will proceed with the fact-finding and then we decide the best course of action. Mr. Speaker, we did proceed with the fact-finding. But in my view, Mr. Speaker, we did not decide the best course of action. I remain convinced that any bill that clearly allows an urban-rural schism will not legally prevail. Further, I do not feel it would prevail on the floor of this House. Consequently, this evening, I urge the Judiciary Committee to once again consider those amendments that indeed were unsuccessful on Saturday, particularly those considered, number one, a handheld hook and line fisheries, number two, a possibility for a sunset provision. And finally, and most seriously in my view, we must seriously explore the concept of those who directly use the resource have access to them on a needs basis. Short of these type of considerations, and maybe even some others, this course as it's now charted, in my view, will only produce an up or down vote on the floor of this House. And as I assess the mood, that vote would simply fail, Mr. Speaker. And in its failure, part of the present goodwill of this legislature will be destroyed. And Mr. Speaker, as was said on the House of Burgesses over 200 years ago, a house divided against itself cannot stand. I do not want to see those kind of divisions in this House. I do not want to see the destruction of that goodwill in this House. Consequently, Mr. Speaker, I urge the members of the Judiciary Committee this evening and the other members that are listening today to rethink this issue. For either we've got something that needs to be fixed or we don't. And if we do have something that needs to be fixed, the bill, as it's now crafted, does not do that. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Any further special orders? Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Any objections? So ordered.